The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back. Your dreams or your ticket out. Welcome back. That same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed since you hung around. But those dreams have remained and they've turned around.
No, I didn't fall. I was wondering why. Good morning, we're back. The Klan.
Why does my microphone smell like Ken Murray? Thank you, Ken Murray, Trish Clark.
Yeah.
Ted Lighty.
Oh, I'll tell you what.
We are so happy to be back. You know, I can't. You know what? You may say, oh, that's what everybody says. No, no. You do not know how happy I am to be back. It was a great trip.
I was wondering.
But I am so happy to be back.
I was wondering
morning,
what you were going to say.
Good morning. Well, you know what?
You'll say one thing to me, but what are you saying really in your... Off the top of your head, as you share with everybody, I'd say I want to be the fly on the wall about...
Well, no, you know what it was, is when you go on a trip, it's something we had promised our parents a long time ago, and as we got closer to it, it's kind of like, you know, your dad's 87, your mom's 85, and they, you know, they really wanted to go on this trip, and they asked us to come along, so, I mean, it was, you know... Okay, so, but they are such good travelers. They're like little Energizer bunnies. You know, they just keep moving. So you can no longer use as an excuse, Mom, Dad's 87, Mom's 85. They were outdoing me. They were pushing my stuff around and all that. Okay, maybe not like that. But it was 2 weeks is just, 2 weeks is a long time.
2 weeks is
and
a long time.
And as we were getting, you know, we're getting ready for the, you know, the changeover in the studios, everything just kind of like stops for 2 weeks,
yes.
Right when it can't stop. And thank God it didn't stop totally because of such a great crew we have, like
right.
Bad Bob.
Bob Longy, I'll
and,
tell you.
You know,
and Sue.
And Jennifer and Sue
and
Diane and Jared.
Big shout
they
out
just
to
keep it. Things going like this.
Yeah, we worried and fretted but felt assured that we had great people at the helm. So, Bob, what was it like for 2 weeks while we were gone?
Well, Ken had some interesting guests, and Trish, of course, was Trish. We learned a lot about stuff down in the city of Anderson, and plenty of listener engagement on that. And, of course, there was lots of discussion over the...
Kavanaugh?
The show.
Well, I tell you what, I'm
the show.
Here I am watching this from afar, and Linda and I mean, you don't really want to talk about it in an enclosed bus.
No.
Because you don't know where everybody is at on this, but these are like older people and, you know, and a lot of them from Texas Iowa. And, once you're in one of these things, you don't want something to get hot.
You don't want to talk about politics.
You don't want to talk about politics. But still, it was like, can this be happening to my country? Can this be happening to the country I love? That you are accused of something and you are going to be convicted without, I mean, can this be just because somebody says something? Oh, but she believes it. Okay. But there's no corroborating witnesses, not even her girl. And the people she gave don't remember, including her best girlfriend. And then she throws her girlfriend under the bus. Well, she's been having health problems.
Hmm.
And then the more you find out about this, the more, you know, that goes on is... Well, then, you know, she should then, because they're in Maryland, there is no statute of limitation on sex offenses. Then she should bring it into the bring it up to the court. And she says, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do it. It's over.
Well, of course it's over because the gambit failed. They overplayed the hand. The ultimate aim of derailing the nomination was a fail.
And, you know, here's something. Dianne Feinstein, I was going to vote for her this year. Okay, everybody, okay. Yes, you heard it right. Because she was running against this guy,
De Leon,
who I know is, I mean, if he's not a card-carrying socialist, it's because he lost his card. But I was going to say, whether it's going to be her or him, and I wanted, you know, at least she, you know, I looked at as being kind of the left, being a moderate of the left.
Left establishment.
And when she did this... That was it. I'm sorry, Diane. That was it. You just burnt every bit of anything. You know, I know you stepped in for business a couple times.
But you can't vote for De Leon.
And I'm not voting for either one of them. So, you know what? And that's what I would urge people to do. Don't vote for her. You know what? If she loses to him, she loses to him. But she had her. But to do something like this, when you have a letter on something of this importance, that they put this much importance in, that caused this kind of distress in our country, they should have brought it up right then and taken 60 days to get into the background and look at it and research it and tear it apart or support it. You had 60 days. You should have done it, DiFi, and you didn't. You lost any type of support from up here. So we're just pulling all of her advertising and throwing it out.
And instead, it was a Hail Mary throw.
I would like to say that she doesn't advertise.
It was a Hail Mary throw. Okay, now, anyway. Okay, first of all, if you're just joining us, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. We're back, KTNR 1460.
Let's tell them what the weather is.
Yes, and it's currently 63 degrees in the downtown studio. So happy to be back in the chair this morning. Mostly sunny. Weather highs near 79. Sue did a great job on the news this morning. Mostly clear tonight with a low of 52. And, of course, I listen in the morning, so I hear her weather report, too. Thursday night clear with lows of around 52. Friday sunny with a high near 83. And as we get through the weekend, 86 on Saturday and 84 on Sunday. When I went out this morning, the sprinklers were on. And I was like, well, this is kind of weird. It's October and the sprinklers are on.
I'd turn them off.
But, you know, when you're still having temperatures in the 80s, your lawn, you know, it's not dormant yet. So weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. And Carl, may I say that while we were, you know, the 2 weeks, let's just quickly talk about our trip that we went on with my parents. It was called a YMT tour. And we went for 3 days on a coach. Now, you know, you just never know. You know, we arrived, we traveled and traveled, and we arrived in Boston late and got into, you know, met the tour director. We're on the bus with, how many people fit on the bus? 15?
Total of 50.
Okay. A lot of people who are retired. I was probably the youngest person on the bus, I would say.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe the driver. And we had a rock star woman driver who drove that bus into tight spots like you just couldn't believe. But
she
what
backed
happened?
She backs this tour bus into places I wouldn't right. back. The F-150 into it. So, and she just goes, boom, 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 boom. It wasn't like she kind of hesitated and walked around. No.
So we had these days where, you know, you were up at wake-up call was at 6, luggage pull at 7. I'm telling you, there was no rest. Up at 6, luggage pull at 7, on the bus at 8. And we took off, and we saw the highlights. We got off. We saw all kinds. Let's talk about the highlights. We saw all kinds of wonderful things in Boston and, you know, the Plymouth Rock, and the list goes on. And we went through, of course, and we got on our crew. We went for 3 days.
Martha's Vineyard.
Martha's Vineyard was fabulous. We had a great tour director.
By the way, people on Martha's Vineyard, and you think that they're very, very incredibly rich that live there. It's true. But the people that live there to make it work are not incredibly rich, and most of them work 2 to 3 jobs. And to leave the island and come back to do all their shopping cost them $100 because of the ferry.
It's an island. It literally is an island. So that was fascinating to see. You know,
Plymouth Rock, you mean that icon to white conquest?
Yeah.
Yeah, 1620. Yeah, it's on there. And we have a photo of that.
Yeah. But you know, I mean, just that area. And we came back and we saw Boston on the back route, which would have been yesterday and the day before. But then we boarded a cruise where we went through Saguenay and Charlottetown and
Maine,
Prince Edward Island.
Nova Scotia.
It was great.
Oh, nice. I wanted to see that part of the world.
Yeah. I have never been in that. See, this is one of the reasons when they brought this up, because I've never been up into the Northeast like that or in that area.
Mm-hmm.
I've been up in, like, northern New York, but not into the Northeast. And it was interesting because you spend three or four days in Canada. One of the most interesting things, I looked it up this morning, was in Quebec, which is a separate province, and they all speak French there. And in some areas, that's all they speak.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't see signs in English. And this is
that's
Canada.
True.
And mm-hmm. and the lady says, and this was probably one of the most interesting facts, I mean, we've got to take a break, was that if you cannot change your last name in Quebec.
When you get married.
Or for any time. But it was brought up by feminist activist that women, it's not that you don't have to, it's that you can't.
It's a law now.
The man can't change his name back either. And when you get up to these facts, this lady was spewing out here about Quebec, that their churches are closing one church after another, that the people aren't married, they are signing like contracts to live together, that kids have, you know, names that are hyphenated or not hyphenated, they can take either one. The kids are, I mean, this whole thing is, it's illegal. It is illegal to change your name in the province of Quebec if you want. So they have to leave the province to get married. But even then, when you come back, they don't do it.
So in other words, just to clarify, like for instance, if I married Carl and I was Linda Snook, which was my maiden name, I would stay Linda Snook, or I could choose to hyphenate. But both of those would have to hyphenate, so it'd either be Snook Bot or Bot Snook. And then the kids, when they get married, when the kids are born, they have a choice to then add a third name. So that would be like, say,
no, it wouldn't be a third name.
Well, they'd have their first or second. And then it would be two hyphenated names. They could choose how they want to how they want to hyphenate their name.
But it's just really interesting how they do things. Anyway, hey, we need to take a break. One thing that happened after being gone for 2 weeks, and I know you're just waiting for it, is getting back on the Sleep Number.
Tell me the word. You think we're kidding? And we had, you know, we stayed in nice rooms all over the place,
and some not
coming
so nice.
Back to
and some not so nice.
Well, they weren't bad. It's not like there were cockroaches or anything. We didn't get bug bites.
We did notice, though, is that you put two of us into a queen-size bed and it becomes a battle. It becomes a battle that's not nice. I can't even begin to talk about it. Anyway, because you can't have, you don't have the room. But the other thing is you don't have any way of adjusting the firmness in your mattress, as you do in Sleep Number, of course. And my Sleep Number setting is still 55. And Linda's Sleep Number setting is?
My Sleep Number setting is 45. And I fluctuate all the time. That's why I love my remote control.
And the new beds are so smart. They sense every move, and they automatically adjust to you, keeping you sleeping throughout the night, which, you know what, you start to appreciate that. You know that right now during the fall sale, you can save $100 on the Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 Smart Bed, now only $899. Sleep Number is the only official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. And you can find Sleep Number at our Target shopping center. Just head on down there. It's next to the vitamin store. Go on down. Say Carl and Linda sent you. Go on and lay on the bed, and I promise you that when they show you where the pressure points are in your body and how you can fix that you will not walk out of that store without buying a bed. We'll be right back. It's about 18 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock today, right here on the 10th of October, 2018.
Will you check if Dave has started his Christmas shopping yet?
You know he didn't start until December 24th last year.
Of course he has not started.
That explains the PJs and the calendar I received last year.
Just for that, I think Dave owes you diamonds this year.
Oh, I like that idea. How can we make that happen?
I'm adding Gold Mart's fall clearance sale to his calendar right now.
Awesome. I just love diamonds. I'm going to Gold Mart right now to pick out items for my wish list. Thanks, Sherry.
Shop Gold Mart Fine Jewelers fall clearance sale now through October 31st on Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goals. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Some things in life you can just rely on. like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
We've just received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Al Zouet.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best-tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Hear us streaming 24-7 at KCNR1460.com.
Met you on a beach in Barcelona. Spent the whole
welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This video is KCNR1460 with Carl and DeBot. We are so happy to be back.
Thank great you. To be back in Reading.
Thank you. Good morning, Sonny. Thanks, everybody. Hey, it's like 22 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on the Wednesday the 10th. 63 degrees going up to 79 today. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Are you ready for the cold weather? Well, they're going to be ready for you. Give them a call at 221-2642 and have Alliance Heating and Air. Check out your heating systems there. It is time to have some help at that. And also have them check out the air ducts with all that smoke that we've been eating for the last 3 months. It's probably time to have those checked, too.
Oh, yeah.
Alliance Heating and Air. Homecomfort.org is their website, and that is what they provide, Home Comfort. Alliance Heating and Air, better-known business. We wholeheartedly.
There we go.
Endorse. Okay.
Hey, now that we're back, we also need to get our air filters and our car fixed.
Yeah.
Hey, a Florida panhandle bracing for Category 4 hit from Michael. Just hours away from an expected Wednesday afternoon landfall, Hurricane Michael became ever stronger and more organized on last night over the eastern Gulf of Mexico. Mexico's high winds, torrential rain, and very large storm surge.
145-mile-per-hour winds, 31-foot waves coming there. They're saying is that it hasn't hit that part of the Gulf Coast. The last hurricane, of course, hit the Pacific side, and this side now is going up the Gulf and is going to whip it up. And they've already moving. I think there's like 35,000 or more people already moving, trying to get out of the way of this hurricane because it's supposed to be hitting land, I think, today.
And that part of the panhandle is flat.
They're predicting. Oh. Well, they're just saying it's not going to be like Dennis, Ivan, Opal, or Eloise. It's not like Herman, Kate, and farther east, but weaker. It's going to make history. The central panhandle.
I tell you what, I'm so glad we flew out yesterday because we may not have flown out at all.
Well, there were people coming in. Who was it that said they had so many, I think it was on an elevator. You never know. We went into people, how was your trip? They said, there was in Quebec. This couple flew in from Florida, and they said, we have been on planes and at airports all day because of delays.
Yeah.
And that was, many days ago.
We have a story that's coming out of Florida here, but we need to have...
You remember the Snakes on a Plane movie?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
The day the squirrel went berserk in the first surprise church.
And And the reason we're bringing it in like that is because there was a lady tossed off the airplane in Florida. In fact, everybody had to get off because she said, I needed my emotional support squirrel. That's right, my emotional support squirrel. I told him I had an emotional support animal in the airline that she was already on, sitting down in the plane, and they said, a squirrel does not count as emotional support animal. And she says, well, yes, it does. I refuse to move. You're not touching my squirrel. So everybody on the plane had to get up, the plane, and then here comes the police that picked her up and deplaned her and her squirrel. And so the airlines are saying, look, you know, dogs, cats. I'm not sure how a cat could be an emotional support animal, but okay. And so now they're starting to question, and they're saying the only animals we're letting on the planes are dogs and cats, no horses, no squirrels. They said other, this is some of the things that have been on as emotional support. Goats, snakes, tarantulas. I mean, it just goes on and on this list. So now they're making a list that says dogs, cats, and you've got to have something that shows this dog or cat has been trained to help you in something, you know, to be an emotional support animal. Now, this whole thing I find is just dreadfully amusing about a squirrel being your emotional support animal. But then you start hearing things like a guy gets kicked out of his condominium because he had a pet squirrel. I mean, if you have a pet squirrel, I don't understand, unless you let him run rampant around your apartment and down, in the free area. I mean, aren't they in cages or something?
One would think so.
You would think so.
Hey, listen, I will tell you that, you know, we were around so many people in airports, buses, elevators, different hotels, more planes. And, you know, basically, you know, I have a renewed faith in mankind because to be on a bus, again, I'm going to say this, to be on a bus with 50 people.
Nice people.
And have to get off the bus, get on the bus on time. This is a generation of, you know, not all, because we know that there can be jerks in every generation. But people were kind of considerate. Nobody was late. They were on time. They were thinking, we're on this tour. We're gonna get the most of this. You know, everybody was just nice. And even on the plane, we didn't have anybody that, you know, because I was always, since I've married Carl, I sit in the middle. I always was an aisle girl, but I sit next to him in the middle. Women, do you know what I mean?
Did you get
that sigh? Do you know what I mean?
Hey, you know what?
There's some guy sitting next to me on this window, which means they got to get out. But anyway, so those were all kind people. So we had several connecting flights, and we just had people who were considerate. And I want to say thank you and that I appreciate that. In today's society, when we see so many people that can be disrespectful, what we watch on the news isn't necessarily what we really see on the street.
Okay. Got it.
The freeway, however, is another matter.
Well, yes.
And you're gone. Okay, we're driving back last night. We get off the plane at 5. We're on the road at 6 because we still have to go back to Linda's home, her parents' home, pick up the truck, and off we come. We're driving down the road, you know, chit-chatting, and here comes these cars coming up behind us. And the road's not too, you know, road's not really terribly crowded.
Two lanes.
Yeah. It's I-5 north. Mm-hmm. And these two, and you see these lights coming up fast on you, so I just move over. And here comes a smaller white car, and right behind it, I mean, right on its tail was a lifted pickup truck.
White pickup truck.
And they're blowing down the road. And Linda goes, there's something wrong here.
I said, you better slow down, Carl. You don't want this road rage.
This looks like road rage here.
And you could see the car just in your mind's eye flying around.
In 5 minutes, you're looking up ahead. You start seeing the blue lights coming on. And whatever it was, they knew it was coming because there were two State Patrol guys there. Two chippies were there, two cars. And they got the white car first, and they got the truck down the line. But they had been told something's going on because it looked dangerous. And they both converged on them, and then they took them off the road. It was great. It was good. It was great seeing the chips in action there. But you have to, when you see that, after, you know, having 2 weeks and nobody being too upset about anything, you forget that, you know, hey, we're back in California.
Now, I am not linking this to the increased number of outlets for recreational substances in town. But I called one in the other day who absolutely could not maintain lane. And it was a little scary.
You know what? It's, yeah. Anyway, We are really happy to be home. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. John and Sarah have built this company, and they have done this gun shop and done just a wonderful job. There's no place I would think of buying guns or ammo except at Bastiani Arms. Customer service, gunsmithing, classes on concealed carry from Seth Stelk, everything they have there is just great. Bastiani Arms, they welcome new shooters there, and especially women shooters at Bastiani Arms. Give them a call at 222-8222. They're open Tuesday through Saturday, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Paid for by Brian Daly for Assembly 2018.
Since going to the state legislature in Sacramento, Brian Daly has kept his promise to the people of Northern California. Brian's focused his time and energy on creating jobs while voting against regulations and taxes. Brian has worked across party lines to save our rural hospitals, skilled nursing facilities, and biomass plants and programs that actually produce jobs for young people. Brian even hosted over 100 legislators to the North State to educate them on our rural way of life. And as a testament to Brian's integrity and work ethic, Brian was elected by his peers to be minority leader in the legislature. But there's still much to do, and problems still need solving. So let's re-elect Brian Daly to the State Assembly on November 6th.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew your spirit. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Spa, we kindly welcome you to indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Spa, our primary goal is that after visiting with us, you are relaxed and revitalized from your personal spa experience. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select an array of services, spend an hour, or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products. We are the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Inquire about our monthly membership. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit WindRiverSpa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation at Wind River Spa.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Robert Mark.
Good morning and welcome back to Chase the NR 1460 on this beautiful Wednesday. 63 degrees in the downtown studios. Carl and Linda Bott, we're live with you this morning. Yeah, we just got back from that 2-week trip and We are so happy to be back home. It feels good to be back at home and with our furry baby and our friends and just, you know, we're going to go through 2 weeks of mail and you know how it is. Just get your stuff. But it was a great time for all of you tuning in. We're back and we were in Quebec and Montreal and Canada and we leave peepers. We came
Burlington,
through,
Vermont.
Came through the beautiful colors and, I saw some beautiful things. Had lots of great lobster and, you know, the seafood and all that. But it's great to be home. Thank you for all your well wishes, and we missed you too, and it's great to be back.
And just picturing Snooki's welcome.
Yeah, it was late at night. I don't think she knew. We got home late last night. We flew from Boston, so it was like the long day from Boston.
Boy, were your arms tired.
You know what?
Yeah, we sure were.
The thing about Elk Killer is that whether we're gone for 2 weeks or we walked outside, walked around the block, and came back in, it's the same thing. Oh, you're back! You're back! I love you! Everyone jumps on you, bites your hair, licks your face. Oh, I'm so happy. I thought you'd love me. You know, so I'm not sure that...
She didn't like us leaving this morning. She pouted.
Oh, gosh, here we
the
go.
The luggage is still out.
Speaking of not pouting, let's talk about our guest here. Who's sitting there just putting up with our madness. Megan Anderson, who's from Northern Valley Catholic Social Services. And it's time for the CASA Superhero Run. Well,
and you have your Marvel T-shirt on.
I wore my superhero shirt today, for this activity.
Okay, tell us what's going on.
So we are getting it ready for the 6th annual CASA Superhero Run, which takes place Saturday, November 3rd at the Reading Civic. It's a fundraiser that we do at NVCSS to support our CASA program, which stands for Court Appointed Special Advocates. It recruits and trains volunteers to walk with kids as they navigate the court dependency system.
Okay.
Wow. Tell us a little bit about the program and can you maybe give us a story or an insight? I mean, you can do the wave top or the highlight, mm-hmm. but tell us about CASA.
So CASA is a program that we've had at NVCSS since 2001, here in Shasta County since 2010. And it's a program that was started by a judge in Seattle in the 70s. He recognized that when he's presiding over a hearing that involves decisions he has to make for children, nobody was speaking for the child. And so he created this program, and it's a 40-hour training that volunteers go through, and then they get paired up with a child who has been removed from their home because of abuse or neglect. And that volunteer walks with them through the entire process, goes to meetings with them, hangs out with them, is a great mentor for them, and then that volunteer is actually a sworn officer of the court, and they prepare a court report for the judge to review before any decisions are made.
Cool. Remember Nadine Bailey was very involved with CASA.
Yes.
Probably still is. Yeah. I think once involved, always involved.
Exactly.
You're looking for volunteers? How does one get to know more about CASA? Of course, this is a fundraiser.
Correct.
But I mean, if somebody wants to know about that program, we're seeing a lot of people, hearing a lot of people, especially in our recent travels, people are trying to adopt and going through the system and, mm-hmm. you know, just wanting to be involved somehow in helping to place children.
So we actually have a training happening right now in Shasta County. And we typically do them 3 or 4 times a year in each of the 4 counties that we have this program in. Best way, nvcss.org/CASA. That's where program information is. And you can also contact CASA staff through information on that page.
Okay, so we've talked about the CASA Superhero Run. It's going to happen on November the 3rd at the Reading Civic. At 8:30, we have the Little Heroes.
Little Heroes Dash. Kids 10 and under.
That's right. And then at 9 a.m., you're having the Superhero 5K Run Walk Chip Timed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then at 9 a.m. also is the Superhero 10K Run Chip Timed with cash prizes.
Yes, this year we have a donor who has contributed some cash prizes for the 10K, we will award top 3 male and female finishers in the 10K some cash this time around.
Wow!
Yeah.
Okay, and you also have a photo booth, pancake breakfast.
Yep,
and you can dress like a superhero.
Yes. So this is my plug for all those stores the day after Halloween when all of the costumes go on sale. Go down to your, costume store and track down a superhero costume that's, going to be on sale. It's a huge family-friendly event down at the Civic We have, you know, the little tiny heroes. My son was one last year wearing his little Superman outfit. And then it's fun to see, you know, grown adults dressed in full superhero garb and then coming out with their families or just, you know, by themselves or with friends and enjoying a good morning with us.
And I may say that a good friend of mine owns her own costume company, Chameleon Costumes.
Oh, there you go.
So if somebody wants to rent a costume, not go out and buy it, but, you know, help their community out, she... Chameleon Costumes, 549-4199.
There you go.
I think it's very important that we do
she's
that.
She's got all the big,
she's
you
got
can
everything
go out
you
there
can imagine.
Store.
Easter bunnies, the, I mean, every kind of superhero you can imagine. Now, we do want to do a shout out for Cornerstone Community Bank.
Absolutely.
Yes.
They have been a great partner of ours since we started this race, and they are who let me have this radio time this morning, part of their American Dream series. But the team at Cornerstone has been instrumental in making this event possible, both through their financial sponsorships as well as the manpower that they bring to the table.
Well, they are a community bank, and they have, of course, I think they have one branch in Red Bluff, but they have
a brand new one. They just moved into their new branch while you guys would have been gone.
Mm.
The new one?
The brand new one, yes.
You mean the one here in town?
No, in Red Bluff.
In Red Bluff.
Yes.
But they're getting ready to move their main headquarters into a new one right here in town, too.
Correct.
And then they have the new one, the other one. I guess now it's no longer the latest one.
The downtown.
The 1845 California Street.
But it's a beautiful
Street.
One.
But they're there to help make people's dreams come forward.
And we appreciate them because they do partner with us. That's why we want to shout. We love our community radio because with our community banks like Cornerstone Community, they partner with us so that one day a month, that's what I'm trying to say, they'll choose somebody to come on. And so here is your slot.
Yeah.
And that is made possible because of Cornerstone Bank.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right. So, again, the Casa Superhero Run.
November 3rd.
We're here with Megan Anderson, who's here to – now, what do you do with – What's your position?
I am the manager of marketing and development for NBCSS as a whole. And part of that is making sure that our events get out into the community and that people come and have a good time.
What kind of turnout do you get?
Oh, gosh. We've had anywhere between 700 and 900 people register. Plus, you know, then the extras that come down. Like, my husband doesn't obviously do the Little Heroes Dash with the kids, but he's there and he enjoys the pancake breakfast. So... there's those that register, and then there are those just added people from the community that might come down and enjoy some pancakes cooked by our lovely Knights of Columbus.
Oh, we love that. Okay, so Reading Civic Auditorium. Now, do you have to register, or how does this work?
We do online registration, and that will close after trick-or-treating is all wrapped up on Halloween. Mm-hmm. Our website is run4casa.com. You can register at packet pickup this year, which will be at the Sheraton Hotel, and then race morning. Prices do go up a little bit once online registration closes. But
okay.
I love the little picture of the man. Obviously, it's a family, and he's pushing he's got a Spider-Man costume on, and he's pushing his baby in the stroller, and the baby's dressed in, and then the little boy next to him is in Superman, and mom is in, I'm not sure what she's in. She looks like she's, I don't know what she is, but she's got a mask on with the big, you know, puffed up costume, and they're running.
Yeah,
that's so cute.
Yep.
Do you know who that is?
Let me see. I do not know who these folks are.
Well, nobody does, because nobody can see the picture.
A great superhero family.
It
a great superhero family.
But our Facebook picture, our Facebook page has all this great information also, and then pictures from last year, so the community can get an idea of what the event looks like.
The NVCSS presents the 6th annual CASA Superhero Run. It's going to be November 3rd. You can register online, and you can check it out at Facebook, Run for CASA.
Yes, thank you so much.
You bet. Megan Anderson here. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Thank you.
This
thank
portion
you.
Of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store right here in Reading at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Super people down there that are helping. You know, people can still get your jewelry cleaned and minor repairs done there for free at Four Winds Jewelry from the fire. Just go down and see Rebecca or Henry. Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back.
So we're young. I'm a walking in the rain. Tears are falling and I feel a pain. Wishing you were here by me to end this misery. And I wonder.
Every year, Goldmark. Walmart Fine Jewelry customers have enjoyed our fall clearance sale, finding everything from that matching band to go with their engagement ring to that absolutely perfect vintage piece. Once again, we've brought together the best selection of one-of-a-kind items, priced them to move, and now's the time to act. The sale has begun, and you'll have till the end of the month to save. Better than Black Friday or online sales. Hurry, make time to visit our massive showroom. If you wait too long, your neighbor will snag that piece you've always wanted. Goldmark Fine Jewelry on Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
He's just a very hard-working person, and he listens to his people.
David Kehoe is one of the most honest public servants that I have ever seen.
As a third-generation U.S. Army veteran, I support Supervisor David Kehoe for re-election because of his unfailing support of our veterans.
The best quality about Dave is that he is so approachable.
You just couldn't ask for a better supervisor than him.
I'm David Kehoe, candidate for Supervisor District 1. I'm firmly committed to a safer community by increasing jail beds and supporting law enforcement. As your supervisor, I have a record of voting for jobs and economic development to help increase revenue for public safety. I will always strive to improve the safety and quality of life for the people of Shasta County. I welcome your support and vote.
Paid for by Kehoe for Shasta County Supervisor 2018.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Locally owned KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio, is also home to local programming and local sports. Mondays at 6 p.m., Radio Wasteland explores the mysteries all around us with a team of researchers who dig deep into the unseen world. Thursdays at 6, it's Chris and Jen Gomez keeping you up on pop culture and entertainment with We're a Little Behind, KCNR, where you also get local high school football, basketball, and, of course, baseball with the Reading Colt 45s. KCNR 1460.
KCNR Free Fire Radio.
Just for one day. I can remember.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl in the Bat. Fox Fortuna. I don't know where I am. I just got back. 12 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 10th of October, 2018. 63 degrees, going up to 79 today. The weather report brought to you, of course, by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors, veterans, 365-3793. Get ready for your winter needs. In this portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. If you're looking to find some compassionate, find the most compassionate care for your loved ones, whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, it's Home Helpers. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com or give them a call, 226-8350. I know you have to retrain me after I've been gone a day, much less 2 weeks. We're here with Jane Whitman. She has a live concert series.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, when we came in from the break, we were listening to the four gentlemen that were...
Vox Fortuna,
who were doing, I could be a hero. So they're going to be... Okay, Jane, let's talk about there are four concerts.
Yes, there's four concerts in our series, and the one you were listening to is Box for Tour is going to be in January. So we have we're at the Cascade Theater, 7:30. All our concerts this year are on Friday night, so it's very convenient for people to end the week and come and see a great show. Our first concert is this Friday, called Vocal Trash, and they are a group that use instruments that are recycled.
Like one of the pictures shows, like the garbage can lid.
We have them. We have their music up too. Why don't you just listen to it for a second?
Okay.
Oh, they're like they're dancing, and they're, I mean, this is like a big show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they do. They dance, they sing, they play percussion instruments. There's even a guy that does break dancing. So it's a very lively show. Some of the music they do is dancing in the streets and saints go marching in, and we will rock you. So they all kind of, and then they have a lot of music that they've written themselves.
Sounds like original music. Sounds like a raucous good time.
Sort of a blue man group.
Here's what it says. Entertainment with a conscience. It says the five-member green-minded troupe rescues items from landfills to create a meaningful experience unlike any other. One man's trash is another man's instrument.
Yes, exactly.
So that's pretty cool.
Well, they make guitars out of toolboxes.
That's
and
great.
They made a bass out of a milk urn. And then they various percussion instruments out of various pieces, trash can lids and things like that. So, yeah, they use all kinds of stuff like that. It just makes a really rompin' show. And we saw it last in Nashville, a little piece of it, and standing ovation.
Standing ovation. Okay, so that's this Friday night at the Cascade. What we're trying to talk about and bring forth to you is the Shasta Live, you know, concert series always brings four incredibly different acts. And our Jane goes with a group to Nashville where they have a lot of people throughout the country and the world that come there and do like showcases.
Exactly.
And then the other counties and other cities will, you know, pick out different acts that they love. And we've seen some great acts here through Shasta Live concert series. And so you've got four concerts that you can see for amount of money or individually. So
correct.
We're trying to do is sell the series.
The series. And it's $80 for all four shows. And for students, it's $40. So it's a great. And then we have some family rates that make it a really great deal. $200 for a family of two parents or two grandparents and take their grandkids.
Wow.
And or we have $120 for a one-parent family or grandparent family. And this is any number of kids. So it's basically you'd pay for one kid and the rest of them are going to get in free.
Wow. Let me tell you, that's a great way. I think seeing live entertainment like this inspires.
Yeah.
It's educational, too.
Yeah. And speaking of educational, we have a morning show for all our shows, music for schools. And the kids come, and the one for Vox, for this coming show is sold out. It's for free. They get in free. And so we have we're going to have the Cascade Theater full of kids on Friday morning.
Love it.
And there's a waiting list, so it's great to band these shows.
Great. Okay, now, so that's going to be this Friday night. Now, if somebody wants to buy tickets for this particular show that we were talking about that, you know, picks everything out from landfills and they, you know, saying, where can they get tickets for last minute, you know, for Friday night? What are we doing? Let's go to the show.
Through the Cascade Theater box office.
Okay.
Both memberships and tickets are available through the Cascade Theater box office.
All right. So. Now, next we have for November 2nd, which is right around the corner.
Right.
A group called Five Sacks.
Five Sacks, yeah.
Quintet, five musicians from around the world. Tell us what you saw when you saw this group.
Well,
or heard.
this group is very interesting because they're international. They have five members and they're from five different countries. And they came together in Vienna and formed a group and performed on the streets for about a year. And then they got together and started traveling internationally. And so they travel all over the world. They have a terrific show. They kind of tour the world with their music, with folk music from and from South America mm-hmm. and in the United States. And they do, in the United States music, they feature movie music. And they do a show with a part where they play their saxophones and they do some choreography and they put on costumes. And it's just really a lot of fun. It's a really
How
fun show.
How interesting. That's great. So that's going to be November 2nd. It's called Isn't Five Sax.
Not, mm-hmm. not just a bunch of saxophonists out there just you know,
right, they're doing,
beating it up.
Doing
no,
a,
they're
like
doing
a full
everything.
On, full yeah. on like visual show as well.
Yeah.
Next, on January 11th, we just heard this group called Vox Virtura.
Vox Virtura, yeah.
Who won Britain's Got Talent.
Well, they were runners-up in Britain's
okay,
Got
sorry.
Talent. Yeah.
All right. Semi-finalists. There
yeah,
you go.
Yeah, semi-finalists, yeah.
It's described by fans as the next Il Divo.
Mm-hmm.
The classical vocals back to the mainstream. They were fabulous.
We
just watched a video. Bob brought them in, brought us in from the break with their music. You must have had chills when you saw this group.
Oh, yes. We couldn't believe their voices, and they do a show that's combines that called Classical Crossover. So they do some classical, they do some pop, and so it's really but something for everybody, and just wonderful voices. My husband, who sings bass in the choir, was so impressed with the bass singer. He could hardly wait to see him again.
We're here,
hear him again.
We're here with Jane Whitman from Shasta Live, and we're talking about the concert series here on KCNR 1460. But Jane, when you say you see them all, they're all in one spot?
Yeah, we go to Nashville, and a company that we work with live on stage mm-hmm. Has a showcase, and we go and hear, we get to see about 25, 26 different acts in a two-day period. It's very intense. And so we get to see how they interact with the audience, and which is really important to know how they come across. And it's just a lot of fun. We get to meet the performers and talk to them and ask them, you know, about their lives, and it's just really fun to do. And then we bring it back to our board, mm-hmm. and we make our selections.
Is it just musical acts?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty
I
much.
I mean, like
yeah.
you don't have like a real good magic.
Well,
actor.
We've had magic acts and ventriloquists, and mm-hmm. yeah, we've had a little bit of variety
mm-hmm.
there.
Mm-hmm.
And the interesting thing about doing his, we were in our 81st season this year, and we did some research last year for 80th season, and I found out that I always thought that when it first started, it was all classical music. Well, it turns out the very first act that came to Reading was a woman who did character sketches. So I did little...
of people
did,
in the audience
yeah,
and stuff
she
like
did,
that.
No, she created a scene on the stage
wow.
and played all the parts. And so,
oh, character sketches
yeah,
like
character
that.
Sketches,
oh, acting. Yeah, okay.
And I was just, I didn't realize that. I thought they were all musical acts, all classical, but she did character sketches the very first.
80, so you've been doing this 81 years.
Yeah, our group has
not
been doing
you.
It. Not me personally,
yeah.
no.
No, you can't be yeah. more than, you couldn't have been more for like five of them.
Yeah.
You know?
So we're always thinking about, okay, what do we get the friends who have, you know, everything? And then, of course, recently with our fires, maybe lost everything. And, you know, you don't know what to get them as they're rebuilding their lives or somebody's turning a special age or people. You just don't, you know, we can say that through our travels in the last when we just returned was that those are lifelong memories, seeing
mm-hmm.
things. You can't put your finger on it. You can't, like, lift a little cup up to your mouth. But
right.
It's their lasting memories
because yeah.
at the end that's really – your stuff, you have your memories. So
yeah.
It's great to go see, you know, musical acts and take a family member or go with a friend or a neighbor. You know, reach out right now because, you know, it's really interesting when we were in Canada, and I'm sure we're experiencing it now. I'm reading up on like, one of the biggest things that we have right now that's going on that's becoming chronic is loneliness.
Mm-hmm.
And the beautiful thing about theater bringing people together is to not have the loneliness,
yes.
feeling isolated,
yeah.
not being able to be in control. And here you can have great escapism and be able to do something that supports our community
yeah.
with beautiful music. So again, okay, we're here with Jane Whitman. We're talking about Shasta Live. You can go get these season tickets. They're so reasonable. It's a great way for you to reach out and do something wonderful and feed your brain.
Yes, exactly.
Well, give it to us one more time, how much the tickets are, where they
okay.
can get them, and all that in the last minute.
The Cascade Theater box office, you can go to cascadetheater.org and do it online, or you can call 243-8877, and it's at the Cascade Theater, downtown Reading. The show's at 7:30. We have four shows this season. The first one coming up on Friday. And that's it. If anybody wants more information about our organization, ShastaLive.com is our website, and you can go there and you can click on and make a link to the Cascade
Theater.
This
is a great organization. There's a lot of good things for our community. So thank you so much,
Thank you, Jane. Thank you.
Hey, we're going to take a break now for the news. It's Carl and Linda Bott, and we're going to have Tony Giovanella, who is from the Economic Development Corporation, and see what's going on, the new things that are happening economically in our city, our county, and our area. We'll be right back.
Florida Panhandle, those who didn't evacuate when they could, now being told they're probably on their own.
You always have the option of calling 911, but there's no guarantee that responders can get to you at this point, as the system, continues to push through.
FEMA Chief Brock Long says, Michael, a dangerous Category 4 hurricane expected to make landfall early this afternoon along Florida's Gulf Coast. The storm of maximum sustained winds of 145 miles per hour. Flooding rains and a potentially deadly storm surge are expected. And once Michael is through with Florida,
this is going to be the worst storm that Southwest Georgia and Central Georgia has seen in many, many decades, if not the worst storm that the state has seen. And it's going to pass through and impact numerous counties. High winds are going to impact, the vegetation that's there, bringing down trees, bringing down power lines with them.
And he says power could be out for weeks in some places. In the Carolinas, could see more rain.
Hopefully the forward speed of the storm will reduce the amount of rainfall that South Carolina and North Carolina sees.
But some rivers do remain above normal levels in the aftermath of Florence. Republican Senator Charles Grassley saying it's time for his Democrat colleagues to dial back their dangerously divisive rhetoric.
This is mob rule. It's in your face. And we have senators that are saying, get in their face. We're having congresswomen say, cabinet members, if you see them in a restaurant.
Grassley tells the Salem Radio Network he was shocked to hear Hillary Clinton say that the only way civility can prevail in Washington is if the Democrats win the House and or the Senate in the upcoming midterms. On Wall Street right now, the Dow down about 310 points. It's off more than 1%. The NASDAQ 133 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, Michelle Malkin here. If you follow my work, you know that one of the biggest outrages I reported on was the trial of abortion doctor Kermit Gosnell.
Healthy woman goes into a clinic, comes out dead, and there's no police report?
I helped expose the crimes the mainstream media tried to cover up.
We had instructions directly from Governor Ridge's office not to inspect abortion clinics.
When the producers of the Gosnell movie came to me for help, I jumped at the chance. I personally donated to make sure this film got made. The Gosnell movie opens October 12th. It's amazing.
Kermit Gosnell is perhaps the most prolific serial killer in American history.
Dean Cain and the entire cast do a superb job bringing this powerful story of good versus evil to the big screen.
Nothing that man did that protects women or children, and you don't have to be a pro-life activist to see that.
You might be worried that this movie is too scary. It's not. As a mother of two, I promise you, you can and should bring your teenage children to see it. Bring friends and family. You do not want to pass up this unique opportunity to change hearts and minds about abortion.
Gosnell, rated PG-13.
The search for a Saudi journalist continues in Turkey. We got the latest from the Media Line's Charles B. Blazer.
Turkish authorities were set to search the Saudi consulate in Istanbul after a well-known journalist went missing last week at the mission. Ankara claims that Jamal Khashoggi was killed by Saudi agents and his remains smuggled out of the country and is demanding that Riyadh provide proof he was not assassinated. The reporter was a critic of Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman and had been living in self-imposed exile in the United States over fears that he could be arrested amid a crackdown on dissent in the kingdom. The Trump administration, a staunch ally of the conservative Islamic nation, has called on the Saudis to support a thorough investigation into the incident and to be transparent about the results. I'm Charles B. Blazer, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
Breaking news and analysis at themedialine.org and at townhall.com. Military weapons systems said to be vulnerable to cyber attacks.
The U.S. Government Accountability Office says it has found the Pentagon faces mounting challenges in protecting its weapons systems from sophisticated cyber threats. The GAO says an audit conducted between September 2017 and October 2018 reviewed 9 major defense acquisition programs from various military services and various systems were penetrated. In one case, a 2-person team needed just 1 hour to gain initial access to a weapons system. system and one day to gain full control of the system. In other cases, testers were able to copy, change, and delete data. The GAO is Congress's investigative arm. Mike Gracia, Washington.
And once again on Wall Street this morning, a big sell-off underway. The Dow down now about 339 points, while the S&P 500 index is off 35. That's a loss of 1%. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. In the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Back, yes, after 2 weeks. Oh, it's so good to be back. Hello, everybody. It is 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. The news brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week. Enhanced walk-in humidor. Same great customer service. Tobacco and Brew.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to our Wednesday morning edition. Yes, we are live and back from a two-week journey.
I'm not too sure how live we are.
We went on a course. If you're just tuning in at 8 o'clock, we were on a two-week trip to, we went through Canada.
Three provinces in Canada.
And Boston and Maine, and we saw the colors, and it was beautiful, and we saw how the East Coast lives. We learned a whole lot.
I learned one thing. Always take two pairs of glasses with you on a trip because I'm in my second set. And I have no idea where the first set went. And somebody says, well, where'd you lose them? And I just kind of looked at them and I thought, there's so many great answers for that. And I just said, gee, I really don't know. And he says, well, I just meant did a wave slap you in the face? And I went,
No.
That is just
you could've
pure carelessness, yes, after 12 pina coladas.
That sounds good. But no, that wasn't the story.
It wasn't even that.
There were too many camera lenses going on and dropping this. Anyway, weather. Currently 63 degrees. Our highs today will be 79 and our lows of 52 as we progress through the week. In fact, Bob is saying our air quality is fabulous right now. Thursday calls for a high of 79 and sunny, and Friday will be sunny as well. Hey, just throughout the week, we've got 83, 86 on Saturday, and on Sunday, 84. Beautiful time to be outside and do your wonderful projects or whatever, your outside activity. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Now, before we get into our wonderful guest this morning,
okay,
if you were here and you were tuned into the last portion of our show with Shasta Live, we were here with Jane Whitman. She gave me tickets, and I didn't give them away in the first in that half-hour show. So this is for that group that picks up all the instruments and everything out of the trash and makes instruments, and they're called Vocal Trash. And I've got four tickets here to give away for Friday night, the 7:30 tonight, this Friday, and it will be at the Cascade Theater. So give us a call. I'd like to have you go, and, don't just call if you're thinking you may go. I want you to call if you know you're going to go. Give us a call at 605-4567, and you will get to go. I'm going to give them all four away. Why not take a couple or kids or whatever? And enjoy yourself, 7:30 this Friday. All right.
Vocal Trash.
They're called Vocal Trash. That's kind of weird when you hear that, but it's because they go into the trash and they pick out stuff and make. They made a guitar out of it.
Green. They're doing green. They're recycling stuff.
Yes.
And Vocal Trash. Speaking of which, let's talk to our.
Segue. Just a weird segue there. I don't know.
I don't know how that happens to me. I don't know how I can use that. But here's Tony Giovanello from the Economic Development Corporation. He's going to tell us he sold Stillwater again. Just kidding. I've been gone.
Carl, okay. I was going to say you look very relaxed after your vacation, but I don't know now.
No. Hey, we're here with Tony Giovanello from the Economic Development Corporation. Todd Jones?
Good morning.
Good morning, Todd.
And we're going to be talking to Eric here in a few minutes. But we literally, when you're gone for 2 weeks, I would, first of all, some of that time you just don't have, you're just out of coverage. And you can't get anything anywhere. But I was trying to stay in to what was happening. With what's going on in Reading, it failed miserably many of the times. So it's been a month, over a month since we've talked.
So what's going on with our world?
Give us an update.
In the, you know, the business community is in Quebec, in Montreal, is booming so big that they have to shut McDonald's down two or three times a week because they can't get enough workers.
And you know what?
Because they're working everywhere, and they're paying $15 an hour there.
So I just got back from Atlanta, went to the International Economic Developers Conference, which is an annual thing. Economic developers from all over the world come in. This is a universal problem, right? The economy's great. Workforce is the focus. And it's so much the focus that a lot of the discussions were, how do we stop people that are thinking about retiring? How can we delay them? How can we get people that are already retired and drag them back in? And probably the most interesting one was, okay, there are a lot of people that are disenfranchised or are not included in our day-to-day economy. How can we create an environment of inclusion and bring them in? Because,
that's a good idea.
You know, unemployment is going down, but the amount, you've heard that other number, participation in the workforce, that's still not going up. Most places are handling it. And by the way, we're growing rapidly, too. I saw a number yesterday, and I'll focus just on manufacturing sectors. The GDP for manufacturing sectors for the U.S. grew 2.8%, 2.6%.
Mm-hmm.
You know what it grew in Reading? 10.8%. Okay.
Wow.
And the anecdotal evidence when I talk to people, yeah, they need workers. So that's going to be our focus this
like
year
that,
and next year.
Well, I tell you what, I kid around with Tony, but I tell you what, I so much admire you and your team because, I mean, it's not easy. I mean, you inherited this. I mean, people are still trying to recover. We're still walking around punch drunk from what happened before. And the way you keep moving and pushing and getting things happening around here, and, you know, with Todd and you're having your meetings for new businesses and your launches. And now you brought in one of the heroes of the Shasta Angels who's going to be here talking about that. It's not easy. And then when you go to other places and you see what the kind of problems they're having, Quebec is trying to get people in. They're begging for immigration, and it's really easy to become a citizen in Quebec. However, most of the people because you only speak French in Quebec, most of the people come in from northern African countries that are coming in and speaking French. Once the winter hits, the 30 below hits, they can't keep them.
Right,
and they'll come in or they'll start to go to school, and then they leave to go to another province. So, you know, the problems that they're having is kind of magnified. But what we see here, of course, is people trying to get people out there that can do the framing, that can do the electricity, to do all the things in the manufacturing side. We're having that same problem.
Yeah, and ultimately, all economic developers can do is, if you would, take advantage of the wave that's created by a bunch of things, right? Lower taxes for business, less regulation. And after a number of years of business owners sitting on the sideline, not comfortable taking a risk, they are, right? So all of that is happening. All you can do as an economic developer, you know, when you're body surfing and you swim up there and get up to that top of the wave, you try and stay on it as long as you can. You don't want to fall off. And that's really what we try and do.
And you don't want to be at the other end when it crashes in.
Well,
you want to ride it all the way into the beach, get
exactly.
off your board, and retire.
Everything
that's
about
what you
it
want.
Needs to be graceful.
Well, you know what I like to say is I think we're like a microcosm of that right here in this business that we're in. You know, we started during the worst part of this recession.
Mm-hmm.
We survived it. We're building, and
because
now
because of our local, because of our loyal.
It's because of our listeners,
advertisers.
And, yeah, our listeners, our
yes.
advertisers, people in our community, and now we're at, you know, as it's picking up, now we're expanding out, just like a lot of other businesses are. But again, you have to be able to take advantage of the opportunities to be able to do that. And part of that is, you know, you lose people. Like, we'd love to be able to keep Bob, but they're retiring and moving to Oregon. So we're bringing up the next generation of Bobs in here. We've got a number of other groups, another of people that we want to do it. But we see ourselves and we see Reading kind of like we're in this all together, too. We need, as they move forward, we can move forward.
Sure, and some of it is just connecting. Last week, on Friday, we had National Manufacturing Day. So what we did in conjunction with Grow Manufacturing, the Smart Business Center, and Shasta College, is we had a bus that picked up manufacturers on Friday morning, and we went out to Shasta High, Enterprise, and Foothill to their CTE programs. Because a lot of people think, oh, shop classes, they don't exist anymore. Well, what we saw was robotics, design, drafting, other kinds of design. We saw a construction program. We saw welding. And what that enabled was now manufacturers who don't necessarily think this exists out there say, oh, there's hundreds of kids in these programs. And then my challenge to them is, okay, now you know there are kids that are interested. You know there are programs. How about get involved with helping to mold the curriculum, donate equipment so that these kids are learning things that align directly with what you need in your company?
Absolutely, and that's the bottom line on it. Then that way, if they've got the equipment there, they can even help shape the curriculum of it. And you've seen this in other parts of the United States where they have, you know, when they've asked people to do that, and so they get the exact training they need in our community colleges and our high schools to be able to bring out the type of workers that will be able just to fit right in. And instead of the $12 an hour job turning a bolt or this, they've got the $100,000 a year job due to being able to work on the equipment itself or to help build the systems. Do you have to run?
Not quite yet.
Okay, good, because I need to take a quick break and come on back. I do want to readdress something you said about reaching out for the people that aren't in the workforce.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, how do we get those people back that may have just quit or that, you know, that they retired too early, like Bob?
All right, let's do a shout-out before we take a break. Maxwell Insurance and Financial, all your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Thank you for your sponsorship here on KCNR 1460. They help families and veterans and seniors and business owners and have been helping them since 1993. They're located at Hilltop Drive. That's 1378 next to Members First Credit. Give them a call at 221-0441. We'll be back here on KCNR 1460. We'll see you on the other side.
Every day we hear about the dysfunction and fighting in Washington, D.C. It's hard to know who to trust. That's why we need real local leaders, like our Congressman Doug LaMalfa. He's a farmer who understands our community. Doug LaMalfa isn't part of the establishment. He's one of us.
I'm Doug LaMalfa. The North State is my home and always will be. I work for you and put people above politics. I've worked to help our local veterans and the victims of the catastrophic fires, and I'm fighting to make sure everyone gets the health care they need and can afford, including those with pre-existing conditions. I'll always fight for our values and to make our community better. Jobs are coming back, and we passed one of the largest tax cuts in history for middle-income families. I'm fighting to make Washington work for you. Thanks for listening.
Real results for real people. That's our Congressman, Doug LaMalfa. He's one of us.
I'm Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message.
Paid for and authorized by Doug LaMalfa Committee.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized DISH network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I've been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
He's a very hard-working person, and he listens to his people.
David Kehoe is one of the most honest public servants that I have ever seen.
As a third-generation U.S. Army veteran, I support Supervisor David Kehoe for re-election because of his unfailing support of our veterans.
The best quality about Dave is that he is so approachable.
You just couldn't ask for a better supervisor than him.
I'm David Kehoe, candidate for Supervisor, District 1. I'm firmly committed to a safer community by increasing jail beds and supporting law enforcement. As your supervisor, I have a record of voting for jobs and economic development to help increase revenue for public safety. I will always strive to improve the safety and quality of life for the people of Shasta County. I welcome your support and vote.
Paid for by Kehoe for Shasta County Supervisor 2018.
Every year, Goldmart Fine Jewelry customers have enjoyed our fall clearance sale, finding everything from that matching band to go with their engagement ring to that absolutely perfect vintage piece. Once again, we've brought together the best selection of one-of-a-kind items, priced them to move, and now's the time to act. The sale has begun, and you'll have till the end of the month to save, better than Black Friday or online sales. Hurry, make time to visit our massive showroom. If you wait too long, your neighbor will snag that piece you've always wanted. Goldmart Fine Jewelry on Hilltop Drive, Reading.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. The studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. 21 minutes after the hour, 8 o'clock here in downtown Reading. 63 degrees going up to 79. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And this portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy and his group of instructors. Largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California in over 40 counties. There is an advanced concealed carry class October the 28th. And if you are looking to take that next big step into safely carrying your firearm, presenting it, firing in different situations, scenarios, you got to sign up for this thing. It may be filled up. We don't take very many people. It's like 12 because it's very, very high action there. Check it out at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822, Northern Firearms Instruction. We're here with Tony Giovanella from the Economic Development Corporation, Todd Jones, who is head of the Entrepreneur Division, and Eric Hyatt, who is the one of the leaders of the Shasta Angels. We're going to get to Eric.
There.
Yeah, I'm going to get Eric on here in a second here. But, Tony, one of the things we need to talk about, it's all kind of happening when we were leaving, was this huge news about the planes flying in from LA.
Flights.
In both directions.
You know what? It's cool to have them coming in from one direction, but to go back. I mean, what a contract!
And the plane is going to be here overnight, so you know
and
in the morning.
And it's a jet.
So tell us what you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, so the plane will be here overnight. So yes, it'll be very reliable, and it'll take off in the morning. And, you know, the issue we had with San Francisco and fog in the morning is not an issue with LAX. So that's one of the biggest wins. The business community wanted reliable connections. I mean, San Francisco, that route serves us well, but there are some people that have lost confidence in it.
Mm-hmm.
This gives them an alternative.
Lost confidence.
Oh, come on.
Well, once you've been grounded,
it's gotten better.
Right.
But I tell you what, there was times there that you had a 50-50 chance of not flying. Mm-hmm. I mean, you just did.
Yeah, but remember, Carl, I know the real numbers, okay? We have 4% cancellations over the
year. We flew out of there four times, and twice they had to get us other flights out of Sacramento. Now, this was years ago.
Yeah.
Well, they still were working on their
the biplanes
had been, yeah, you know, just gotten back from the war.
And, so good news. Let's we'll move forward with the positive energy that's happening.
Right.
And so March is when it all begins. Tell us what's happening in March. We're trying to push.
Yeah, so the first flight comes into Reading from L.A. March 8th, which is in the evening. And then the first departure will be March 9th in the morning. Now, you can go out and get on the United system right now and book these flights. And it's important that we do it because, obviously, United's looking at this. And it is a very, very competitive market. So Arcata got L.A. service in the beginning of the year. That was one of the things that helped us because they saw that performed well. Well, there was an announcement just a day or two ago that now they have Denver service. Okay? And if we perform well with our L.A. route and still maintain our performance on San Francisco, the next logical destination for us would be Denver.
Which is the major connection.
Absolutely. Then you can go anywhere. Right. So I say book early, book now,
book
travel
often.
A lot.
Book
often.
Often.
Now, if you have conferences down at the Anaheim Convention Center next year, book it now. If you're thinking about a Disneyland vacation, book it now. If you've got relatives you haven't visited in a long time, be a good citizen.
Now's the time to do it.
If you want to have lunch in L.A. on March 9th, right? Like Tony's going to do, you can just do that. So
you're just going to fly down to L.A., have lunch in the airport, and when's it come back?
Oh, that night. I'm actually going to stay overnight. I'm going to have lunch on Saturday and Sunday.
Why not?
Well, come
but
on.
But you could. You could spend a day down there because the flight times are really great. So fly out in the morning around, it's around 7:10 is the departure time?
Yeah, it's 6:45 in the morning. You land at 8:25.
Wow.
And then you leave L.A. at, I think it's 7:10 p.m.
Good. You get
and
your
get
business
in.
Yeah.
After 9.
You're going to get business, miss the traffic, be able to get in there and get your stuff done.
And to
done.
Make it clear, this is United Express, which is it a subsidiary of United?
Okay, so this is also an interesting little subtlety. So the service that we've had, which has been flagged or branded United to this point, mm-hmm. has been with SkyWest, who's an important United partner. This flight is actually going to be run by United. Now, they may subcontract SkyWest to do the ground control, but this is a United flight, which means United
plane
gets it's a United plane
United crew.
They get all of the wins and all of the losses associated with this. It's not distributed out across a partner. So this is the place we need to perform.
Okay.
Okay. Love it.
And we're going to be talking to Eric when we get him on here from the Shasta Angels, and because he had a good question: is what do we book 6 months from now? And there's some good answers to that. Like if you have
conference.
No, Eric, hop on in here.
Good morning,
Eric. Thanks
Eric.
For joining.
Good morning.
Here.
Thanks for having me this morning. Sure. Yeah, I was thinking through things like holidays. Book your holiday early.
Yeah.
We all want this flight. We've all said we wanted it. Now let's all show up and mm-hmm. participate, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Conferences, holidays. I actually like the idea of being able to go to L.A. for a couple days.
Yeah.
That's kind of neat. We haven't been able to do that in the past. So.
Right.
Vacations. I heard somebody say with timeshares. Because people have timeshares that they can do.
Well, we have a wedding that I believe is in March that might be perfect timing. You know, I mean, do we drive for 10 hours or 9 hours?
No, we fly into Los Angeles and rent a car and drive down.
Mm-hmm.
There you have it.
It's a little more costly, but you know what? If it helps keep this here, because we're like everybody else. We bemoan it, and the fact is that it's easier to fly to drive down to Sacramento and do the other things. But, you know, the other thing is once it starts working here, mm-hmm. you know, the price point may change some. The ability to fly to some other place, mm-hmm. like you said, is out there. It's up to us.
Yeah.
And then Reading's growing.
Right. And so here's another thing that I'm always thinking about. What do you give somebody who has everything? Well, how about United vouchers? I mean, I'm not kidding you. Like, what a great Christmas present. What a great birthday present. Here are $200 in United vouchers. I'm sure they have that. You go online.
Yeah.
And you get
United was going to give us $600 in vouchers.
$1,000
in vouchers if we got off the plane.
They bumped us yesterday when we were in
it's no more
this.
We bump you. Now they buy you off. And I tell you what, people were, I don't have to be there tonight.
If we weren't traveling with our parents, we would have thought about because we would have gotten in later, but we would have done it without like, Anyway. So coming back to Reading, hallelujah. And, we're going to have to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about Shasta Angels and more about just the good stuff that's going on here and what you guys do.
Awesome. Looking forward.
This portion of the show brought to you by friends over at North State Security, their 50th year in the business here. Tony, are you sneaking out of here, buddy? Okay, we'll see you soon, and we can catch up on some things with Todd here. I have a couple of questions, too. Okay, take care. This is the North State Security, the largest security firm north of Sacramento, owned by one of our local people, Lance Beck, whose dad started this company back in 1968. Over 100 officers. They take care of little things like the river trail, the power plants, electric utility, businesses, homes, you name it. They've got it out there. There's not a better place you're going to go to. Give them a call at 243-0295. Remember, North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968. We'll be right back after these messages. 8:30 in the morning here at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott.
Brian Daly for Assembly 2018.
Since going to the state legislature in Sacramento, Brian Daly has kept his promise to the people of Northern California. Brian's focused his time and energy on creating jobs while voting against regulations and taxes. Brian has worked across party lines to save our rural hospitals, skilled nursing facilities, and biomass plants and programs that actually produce jobs for young people. Brian even hosted over 100 legislators to the North State to educate them on our rural way of life. And as a testament to Brian's integrity and work ethic, Brian was elected by his peers to be minority leader in the legislature. But there's still much to do, and problems still need solving. So let's re-elect Brian Daly to the State Assembly on November 6th.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Gather your friends for a night with Sinbad live at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Friday, October 19th. Ranked by Comedy Central as one of the 100 greatest stand-ups of all time, actor and comedian Sinbad has had audiences laughing over three decades. His storytelling style of comedy is profound without being profane.
Marriage is work. Marriage is a career. It's not adventure. You do more before five than most folks do all day. It's like the military. And all you men out here 55 years old trying to date a girl 20 like she like you. Are you out your mind? She wants your house. You want a woman that understands the signs of stroke.
Do not miss your chance to see Sinbad live at the Wind River Resort and Casino Friday, October 19th. Tickets start at $20. For tickets or to reserve a room in our hotel, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Must be 21 to attend. Don't forget to download the Wind River app.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with my darling Linda Bott here with me.
Good morning, everybody. So glad to be back. And we love it when we have our guests on that pump up the community and do wonderful things that you know, enlighten us with how we can really dive in and be more community-minded and be committed to living here in Reading and making it a wonderful place.
And this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Veteran-owned business that gives the best haircuts in, can I say, the world.
I agree.
I am so shaggy right now. I've got to run down there and get a haircut today. They probably won't even recognize me. Discounts for seniors and veterans, great people down there. At the Cypress Square Barbershop, right across from Subway. Hey, we're here with Todd Jones, who is the entrepreneurial director of the Economic Development Corporation. He's done a wonderful job. And he's brought with him Eric Hyatt, who is one of the leaders of the Shasta Angels. So, Todd, before we get started with Eric, and is the where are we at with, I have to ask, Stillwater?
So Stillwater is pretty much the same spot that we were last month when Tony was
okay.
on. I think Tony was on last month. So, you know, we're still in talks with Panattoni. They haven't forgot about us. it's it hasn't moved forward as quickly as we would like, but it's definitely not off the table. So, you know, we're still bidding on businesses, or do we respond to these requests for information all the time? I was able to do one a couple weeks ago, and there's businesses that are looking to relocate all the time. So Stillwater is still one of our best options that we give to people. It's really uncommon to have something like that in California, so we're still optimistic. And having be able to respond to these RFIs with Panattoni supporting us mm-hmm. is a big deal, because we can say, hey, if you want a build-to-suit property with a long-term lease, which is mm-hmm. what most of these companies want, we already have a developer ready to go.
And flights
so that
coming.
Helps a lot. And flights directly from L.A. Mm-hmm. and you can walk to the airport from Stillwater.
And then we've got $1 billion worth of construction.
Yeah,
coming in here.
The new VA clinic, which I'm sure you guys have talked about. Well, maybe not, because it happened when you're on vacation.
But you know what? I got a email from one of those times I could check an email. It says you have to call a certain person, and then it came out that they're building it out there.
It's amazing.
It's there. So that new clinic. So if you add that in, I bet we've hit $1 billion.
Yeah, we're pretty close.
What do you think, Eric?
Yeah, I think it's close to that.
If you're counting the county courthouse.
All the private stuff, Mount Shasta Mall.
Mount Shasta Mall, but also.
All the stuff downtown, obviously.
Look at Wind River, yeah. Costco, that other shopping mall
yeah,
out there.
Across the street, they already
got some
stuff open.
And I tell you what, that VA clinic isn't the only thing going on out there.
Across
because
the street,
now.
Mojo's going to
put up his apartments or living facilities for veterans or older veterans or people that can use that facility. Mm-hmm. I mean, what a great idea. You know, this is a guy, this was his plan, and he's, you know, it's kind of like plans come together. We're going to have him on the show as soon as I can. So, I mean, we're talking about like $1 billion worth of construction. Is this something, Eric and Todd, that when you go out to talk to people, that they, you know, do you push this on them?
Oh, totally. I mean, there's a couple things I wanted to cover before we dive in with Eric.
Sure.
One of the things is that Eric was part of this last, I guess it was 2 weekends ago now, we had what is called the UNSummit, which I touched on, I think, really briefly last time I was mm-hmm. on last month. And we had people from all over the West Coast that are startup community organizers, kind of like Eric and myself and a few other guys in town. And we were talking about what works in our community for our startup ecosystem was the theme of the weekend. And we spent most of our time downtown. So we walked around. We did a little pub crawl. And while we did the pub crawl, I gave a little walking tour of all the construction sites that are going on downtown.
Wow.
And people were really, really blown away. And in fact, we had people stay at the Thunderbird because it's the central
right.
place. And
right.
they've done a great job.
He's done a great job.
This guy right here, he's won an award
across the
for what
from
he's
our,
done in cleaning this place up.
Right.
And he should have.
Yeah.
You know.
Right across from our station, in case you're wondering, right here next to Old City Hall.
Yeah, and our guests were excited about that. They thought the hotel was great. And they walked to Final Draft, where we started our pub crawl on Saturday night. And we had people from Sacramento up, and they asked if we had a homeless problem here because they didn't see anything. I'm like, no, we don't. We're good. We're totally fine. No problems here. But I explained it in a little more detail after that, but people were really excited about what's happening
after
downtown.
After the second beer. Yeah,
wait for
the
before they
beer.
Had their first one, so we were on a good track.
Well, the homeless, I'm not going to talk about it because we've just been back on the East Coast, and they've got their problems.
It's not. Yeah. We're not unique.
We
are not unique, and in some cases, I think we're kind of even better than a lot of these places are. Okay, so people come up to Sacramento to see this.
All over the West Coast, yeah.
We're watching this again, this downtown grow and start to thrive, and you know I can't wait to start seeing the trees going in on the corners.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, I mean
mm-hmm.
that would be beautiful.
Yeah, it's gonna be a lot of fun. So we're optimistic, and that's definitely a selling point, just to see all this good stuff that's happening right now. And Tony didn't mention it, and it's something we're still working on, but we're also doing it's more of an official partnership now called the Upstate California Economic Development Partnership. It's a long name, but basically it's the EDC, the Reading Chamber of Commerce, Visit Reading, and the Builders Exchange. And we're all meeting almost weekly to talk about how we can work together, market our area, you know, kind of define what needs are happening and where we can really work together to amplify
That's
some of the
smart.
Stuff we're going on.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. we're in close contact, and there's a lot of good stuff going on.
I love
on.
It.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's great. All this stuff is
yeah.
moving
That makes you feel
forward.
Good. That
yeah.
starts, it feels like that's our Monday morning feel-good story.
Yeah,
except it's Wednesday.
Right, right.
Well, it's our Monday.
Well, let's talk about Shasta Angels
yeah.
a little bit. What is the group? Tell us about the group.
Sure. Thanks again for having me. Shasta Angels is really designed to bring entrepreneurs who have startup business ideas to investors, to local investors, in order to fund their projects. So that's the main purpose of Shasta Angels. I'm the executive director there, and we have an amazing group of investors at Shasta Angels. I'm an investor there as well. We've invested in about 9 deals for about $1.7 million. And of those 9 companies, they employ about 300 people across the country. A handful of those are in Redding. We try to focus on Northern California companies. But a couple of our huge wins would be companies like Limelight Health or Axiom Exergy. And I could go on and on and on. Zap Energy. And we have a very wide range of companies that we invest in, from pharmaceutical equipment to software companies to battery companies, actually re-engineering the way automobile batteries are built. And so it's a wide range. But the idea is, when we talk about the future of economics in the country, I think what I really am passionate about the angels is that we're investing in these future economics, right? This future world where we talk about blockchain technology, and we talk about a very advanced technology in software and in hardware, you know, being the new thing of the future. And I own a software company that's based out of Reading, and we have clients all over the country. We develop software for the banking industry. And so I know with me, part of the motivation too is, are we growing and training people in this new world, right? A lot of times I have to go out of this city to hire people to get the talent in the areas that I need. So I think it's amazing what we're doing. I want to just give a shout out to the members of Shasta Angels. You can find us at ShastaAngels.com, so you can go see those individuals. So I'm not going to say everyone's name, but I just really want to thank them, because it's without them we couldn't do this. You know, I could individually invest to a smaller degree in every one of these companies, but without a group getting together and participating to grow this community and this culture in Reading, it wouldn't be possible. So thank you to the angels. So yeah, that's what we do, and that's what we're investing.
Some of the people, do we know who they are? I mean, are these well-known names?
Or? Sure. So one of them's running for city council now. Michael DeQuesto is an amazing guy. Man, he is probably one of those guys. I'm going to say this, and I don't know if he's listening.
You can say whatever you want.
He's probably, I feel like he's my biggest fan, right? Like, when you're running upstream all the time, right? And these are complicated investments. He's always there, you know, cheerleading for me to some degree.
Great.
And so Michael DeQuesto is amazing. Dr. Bova, Mike Davis, Luke Miner, and I mean, I could just go on and on, but we have an amazing group.
Yeah. Well, you know, we've been hearing about the angels for a long time. We've talked about it. I think this may be one of the first times. Is this one of the first times you brought on?
This is the first time I brought Eric on, yeah.
Okay, and I know, and Eric, I've heard your name, though, before in association with this. So when you somebody brings you an idea, what are you looking for right then?
Yeah, so we're looking for companies that are, well, first of all, you have to kind of ask yourself, what is a startup, right? A startup is an unproven, this is the definition we use. It's kind of, you have an unproven thesis, right? You have an idea that's unproven. So an automobile shop, although really great and necessary, isn't necessarily an unproven thesis, right? So mm-hmm. You have an unproven thesis. You have a entrepreneur with a high tolerance for risk. That means they're willing to work really hard to see their dream come true, and they're not totally sure that they're going to make any money doing it at first, right? And then it needs to be fundable. So really, that's kind of the core of what we look at. Is this idea and scalable, right? So is this idea an idea that will fundamentally change the way things are currently done, right? Like Limelight Help mm-hmm. with their application right. and their software. Right, to change the healthcare insurance process. So that's a new idea. Is it scalable? Can it scale to the point where we can get a return on our investment? Because although we can say part of this is altruistic, the truth is we want to see a return on our investment, and that's a lot of our focus. So those are kind of the things we look at with startups. Really, you're investing mostly in teams. The truth is that most companies pivot 3 or 4 times. Most startups pivot 3 or 4 times. And Limelight, you could listen to the Startup Rating podcast with Garrett Biggers on it. You know, Limelight had to pivot a lot to get where they're at. And they're going for a significant raise now that'll make them it'll be a lot. It'll be amazing for Reading. So yeah, that's kind of what we look for, and yeah, we invest in the people. Ideas are kind of a dime a dozen, to be honest.
It's the people. It's the people behind the ideas, because you have to believe in them. Because then, if you believe that they're going to be pushing it and they're going to make this their life, because it's easier then to invest in it than somebody that's, you know, it's a great idea, but I'm not sure this person's going to push it through.
Yeah. I know in my experience in scaling companies, I've had a couple successful exits, and there were times in 2008 and 2009 and 2010, so 3 years, I didn't take a salary, and it was really hard on my family. And those are the types of decisions that entrepreneurs have to make if they're really willing to win. And people thought I was crazy. But I won. It worked. I scaled and sold a significant company.
Well, see, and that's it. You've got to be able to sacrifice for something you believe in. And right. I think we've all done that at times. So we've got to take a break, so we'll get to this person right after the phone call. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Located in the heart of downtown Reading, when it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community's choice. And they have proven this in a number of ways, including this new mental health facility that they are pushing. What a fantastic idea. We had Casey Foch on right after that to talk about what their plans are in this and how this is going to help make our streets safer and help a lot of people that need the help that we see out in the streets every day but did not have a place to go to. We'll be right back with Todd Jones and Eric Hyatt from Shasta's Angels, and of course, Todd's the entrepreneurial developer of the Economic Development Corporation.
Terry, will you check if Dave has started his Christmas shopping yet?
You know he didn't start until December 24th last year.
Of course he has not started.
That explains the PJs and the calendar I received last year.
Just for that, I think Dave owes you diamonds this year.
Oh, I like that idea. How can we make that happen?
I'm adding Goldmart's fall clearance sale to his calendar right now.
Awesome. I just love diamonds. I'm going to Goldmart right now to pick out items for my wish list. Thanks, Sherry.
Shop Goldmart Fine Jewelers fall clearance sale now through October 31st on Hilltop Drive in Reading.
We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is a fact of life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473.
Hi, I'm Holly from Holly Bail Bonds. We've been locally owned and serving our community since 1992. Governor Brown signed a bill to eliminate private bail. SB 10 needs to be stopped. It drew strong opposition from a wide range of groups, including crime victims, law enforcement, civil rights advocates, and public safety leaders. To help protect our community from SB 10, come down to Holly Bail Bonds. We're located at 1737 Plaster Street. Sign our petition to stop the threat to honest citizens and put SB 10 on the ballot in 2020.
Yeah, he'll stop. I have the right-of-way. Or will he? Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of East Side Road just before Gervin. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bob. Good morning, everybody. 10 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on Wednesday, the 10th of October. 63 degrees, going up to 79 today. It's going to be a beautiful week. It is. And starting to get cooler and cooler. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane at 365-3793. And this portion of the show brought to you by Holly Bail Bonds. She's wanting people to understand now that if you don't stop SB10 by going down and signing a petition, you are going to do away with bail. This is what the state of California has done. Let's just do away with bail, because the rest of our plans we've had, like AB 109 and 47 and 57, have worked so well for us out there. Let's take it to the next step. Let's just do away with bail, which they did. SB 10 was widely opposed by crime victims, law enforcement, civil rights, and public safety leaders. Go on down and sign the petition down at Holly Bail Bonds at 1737 Placer Street. We got to get it there by November the 26th. Okay, let's go to the phones. Mark Kent. Mark, do you have a question for either Todd or Eric? Good morning, Kent. It's Mark.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Oh, good. How are you, Mark?
I can hear your voice.
Oh, the fun never stops. That's a fact. Hey, listen, I was listening to you guys, and there's a new part of the tax bill that was passed by Trump this last year. It's on page 355, and it talks about opportunity zones where you can invest and have a capital gains-free environment in these opportunity zones. And I just found out about this yesterday. It might be something you guys want to look into, because it might be a way of drawing in a lot more angel money, because it's much more attractive, because you can put money into these projects, and they grow. Not only do you avoid the capital gains on any money that you're holding, but you can grow them over a period of time tax free. I think it's like 10 years or less than 10 years, but it might be something you guys want to look into, because I think it could be a huge boom, to Reading and a lot of other similar communities across the board. Have you heard about it?
Yeah, this is Eric. I have heard about it, and we are leveraging that not only on the investment into startup companies, but it also includes real estate. So Reading does have is part of that zone and does qualify. So I've got my CPA on it as well, trying to figure out exactly how that's going to work and how we take advantage of it. But bottom line is capital gains on a big capital gain, is upwards of 15%. So, I mean, it's significant, the savings that you'll have on these investments.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Hey, Mark.
And Mark, you're a CPA, aren't you, Mark?
Well,
that's what you
do this stuff, Mark.
I'm not a CPA. I'm a licensed tax professional. I never went for the accounting. I went for more of the tax strategy stuff, passed the enrolled agents exam and so forth. But, I haven't completely digested this bill. I think we're going to be digesting it for quite some time, because it's the biggest change in 30 years. So, but I think that there's a huge opportunity. I'm glad you're aware of it. And I just wanted to make sure we got that out there, because it's a huge incentive for a lot of people to maybe, throw some money back in the community, for a long-term, gain that could be sheltered from any taxation, which is the name of the game.
That's great. Hey, thanks
wonderful,
so much for the
Mark.
Call, Mark. You take care.
I'll just mention real quickly.
All right, you too.
Okay. Thanks, Mark.
Bye.
Thanks, Mark.
We are having a meeting Tony, myself, and a few developers in town, and then someone from the city of Reading, Shasta Lake, Anderson, and the county. We're all going to be meeting next week, and we're going to kind of be talking about different ways that we, because there is a lot of intricacies in it. There's a lot of different ways that it's chopped up throughout Reading. Different places are opportunity zones, and some places aren't in the city limits. There's a lot of little components to it. So we're going to talk about how we can maximize
this zone we're in right here.
Right here.
Economic development zone. So maybe I should be asking how, because we're investing money into the business, how does that work for us? I mean, I'm not asking you now.
Yeah,
but
I'm just saying that's a good question.
That's got to be a question, though.
Yeah. I'd love to talk to Mark Kent more, and I'll make sure I reach out to him today or this afternoon.
Mark is a brilliant guy.
Yeah.
And he has a show here on the weekends.
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant. That's great.
He has. And Sovereign Minds, and they talk a lot about this, but Mark has got a really good grasp. And he talks about it on page 355.
Perfect.
Because he's read to page 355 to that, and he understands it. Like
when
I
he
said.
Said that, I was feeling a little bit uneducated.
Hey,
355.
Join my world. You know, we hear so much stuff. Like Linda and I were like, we're like a mile wide and an inch deep. It's kind of like the Rio Grande during the summer because we hear so much, and you can only absorb so much. But no, Mark is be somebody to talk about. I'll get you his contact information when we leave.
Thank you.
Okay, so we've talked about who you're looking for the startups. You're looking, you know, that is somebody that wants to be in, somebody that's you know, it's nobody's done it before and has a way of changing things, and they're right here in our town, and that they're and that it could be nationwide, it could be worldwide.
So I think there's two things that and I get to pitch this, right? So I'm so glad that you guys invited me on here. So there's two real things that Shasta Angels can use more support in. One is entrepreneurs, right? Entrepreneurs who want to grow companies. We have, because of the Economic Development Corporation, because of Startup Reading, because of Todd's work in the entrepreneurial community, we have a process by which we can take somebody who has a thought or an idea that I want to be an entrepreneur, I want to start a company, that we have a process that these people go through. We have pitch breakfast, we have startup weekend, we have pub talks, we have all these things going on. We're going to have our first annual venture conference.
It's happening.
I just said it on the radio, so it's
going to happen.
It's going to happen. People heard that.
If it's said, it will be done.
So we do tend to execute as entrepreneurs. But you know, there's a process, and joining that group of individuals is a great way to begin that process. And then, of course, what the Shasta Angels need is people that are ready to go to the next step, ready to take on funding. And so we've built a culture within Startup Reading. Built by the Economic Development Corporation, by all the way back to Mark LaSalle and Tony, and it's just it's amazing. So that's one thing, right? Join that group if you're interested. The second thing we need is just more investors. You know, there's a lot of amazing people in Reading who have dedicated years and years to the Shasta Angels, and some of them have retired. You know, Chris Corrigan had moved away and down to Napa, I think, And so just different people have moved into different things, and we just need to keep on keeping those investors coming in.
You need to be a millionaire to be part of the Shasta Angels.
No, you don't. No, what you need is, according to the – there's certain guidelines by the SEC that says that you can invest in these companies, and you can go online and look that up. But it's basically you've had to have made $200,000 a year for the last 2 years or have a net worth over $1 million, not including your primary residence. So, yes, you have to have some money,
People need to know is that there are requirements, but these are people that have obviously done okay.
Yeah.
At least
for
the last couple of years.
All kinds of business owners qualify under this. But what I think is interesting that I think a lot of us miss is you have to, if you're a business owner and you started a business and you pushed it through and you made it successful, let's give back, man. Let's give back to these other business owners. The returns will come. I've been highly involved with the Ben Venture Conference. They have now, they have had four exits. They've been around for 10 years. They've had four exits, and these exits are substantial. And
when
so the returns
exit,
come.
When you say an exit.
Good question. So what we look at is when we invest in a company, we want to know that they can scale it to a point where they can sell it or do an IPO. So that's the exit. And it's at that time that we get our invested dollars back plus a margin. And those margins can be anywhere between 7X to 35, 40X.
Okay. Hey, we've been sitting and enjoying talking, of course, to the Economic Development Corporation, who are always, you guys are always such a shot in the arm.
There's a lot of good stuff going on in town.
Oh, my gosh. Todd Jones, and then Eric Hyatt, who is part of the Shasta Angels. You're the vice president or the
executive director.
Executive director. So you're in charge.
He's a big shot. I had his little bio up there. And by the way, before we take a break and we finish our show, I want to to Marty. You've got the tickets. I'll call you later. You've got the tickets for the show this Friday.
Yeah, vocal trash. they could have a spot.
Hey, real quick, we have pitch breakfast tomorrow.
Pitch breakfast
from the Hearth at 7:15 a.m. right here downtown.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Right here, downtown.
Not going to be
right here downtown.
Right during the show.
Maybe we should do the show from there. Anyway, hey, we have to run. Trish Clark and I are taking it on tomorrow. I think I just want to talk to Trish about Brett Kavanaugh.
Yeah.
That sexual molester. Okay, everybody have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding, by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store.